GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
Creating an environment that will allow persons with disabilities to function optimally in society is critical to achieving the goals set out in the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan. This forms part of the government's strategic priority of ensuring effective social inclusion. Today, we highlight some of the government's efforts to provide opportunities for persons with disabilities. Through the Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities Project, many persons with disabilities have been receiving the necessary training, enabling them to become more marketable and ultimately obtain employment. The $3 million US project, carried out by the Ministry of Labour and Social Security with funding support from the World Bank, has resulted in 27 persons with disabilities receiving permanent employment. The program has also engaged 172 persons in training through the HeartTrust NTA for the 2014-2015 period, with at least 6 months of work experience through the National Youth Service, the NYS. Project manager Belinda Brown Austin says the four-year project has had a positive impact on the employability of persons with disabilities who are also beneficiaries of the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH.
This pilot activity was to ensure that, looking still at the PATH family, how is it that we can bring persons with disabilities to a position of economic independence? Persons who would have been at home, they are now employable. And also, when you look at how you are now building the esteem and morale of some of these persons.
The Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities Project offers year-long certification courses in areas such as data operation, housekeeping, furniture making, food preparation, and merchandising. The Abilities Foundation of Jamaica has also been training a number of persons with disabilities, enabling them to become ready for the world of work. Just recently, 44 special needs students graduated from the institution, armed to enter the working world. Managing Director of the Abilities Foundation, Susan Hamilton, says the trainees have benefited from a wide range of instruction.
This year, they went on field trips, job readiness seminars, housekeeping, came to Knutsford Court Hotel where they looked at the rooms and were introduced to housekeeping procedures. We included safe sex seminars, resume building, and professional development seminars. These were excellent.
The graduates will be receiving summer employment through the NYS. Ms. Hamilton says already, some 44 graduates have received job placements in various institutions across the island. Matthew Grant is among the graduates.
As a result of the support, we have achieved what many thought we could not. Instead of giving in to fears and doubts and feeling that we cannot achieve, now each of us can confidently say, I can. We are ready to take our rightful place in society and leave our mark.
Ms. Hamilton says through a strategic partnership with the NYS, 21 graduates have benefited from job placements in several institutions for a period of 6 to 9 months. She adds that going forward, the foundation will be seeking to find creative ways of generating employment, as well as providing scholarships for graduates through partnership with other entities.
Our future plans include partnerships with Versant Educational Services to procure scholarships for some of our trainees to see if they can get opportunities to study abroad. And this year, we are entering a tentative partnership with Career Ventures out of Minnesota to create activities and opportunities not just for staff, but for students to probably go abroad and do for 2-3 months and come back. That will result in great benefits for our trainees and staff because it will expose them to another world out there.
Managing Director of the Abilities Foundation, Susan Hamilton. Opportunities for entrepreneurship are also available through the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities Economic Empowerment Grant. This enables persons with disabilities wishing to start small business ventures to benefit from startup grants. The government, through various initiatives, continues to empower persons with disabilities to contribute towards national development as well as achieve their full potential. Join us again next week as we continue our look at the government's five strategic priorities for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.